This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There are several people who've been called heroes in uncovering the Flint water crisis. You've heard those voices many times on this station. But a new book, a children's book, makes the argument that kids are the heroes because Flint kids have had to learn new ways to eat, to drink, to live their lives. The title of Gail Glover's book is Learning, Recycling, and Becoming Little Heroes. Now, I understand this didn't start out as a children's book. You had something else in mind. What was that?
I actually authored another book, and it's called Flint, The Death and Rebirth of a City. That book actually talks about a lot of different avenues about the Flint water crisis. So it tackles the governmental problems that happened. It talks about the residents of Flint, Michigan, and how they have had to deal with the water crisis. So in doing the research for that book is how I started this project.
I'm wondering how this idea came to you while you were doing that research.
Well, actually, by right, I am a children's book author. And so in just doing the research for it, I kept asking people who are the true heroes in the Flint water crisis. And people had some amazing answers, but no one specifically talked about the children. So as a children author, it kind of resonated to me, and I kind of just came up with this plan.
There's a lot of confusion in Flint about whether the filters are working, taking the lead out of the tap water. People are confused about the foods that can help mitigate the effects of lead poisoning. How does your book help?
Oh, it helps a lot because it talks specifically about foods that you should eat, foods that are high in iron, low in fat. It talks about exercising, just kind of describing the Flint water crisis in a positive way and how the kids can learn from it and get healthier.
So you talk about the kids adopting all these different healthier lifestyles, the fact that they have to brush their teeth with bottled water and all the things they have to do to make up for the mistakes that were out of their hands. Your book also notes that the kids who volunteered, maybe helping their families donate water to Flint, are also heroes. You know, water donations are falling off now. I mean, the national attention has shifted away from Flint a little bit. I'm wondering what you think can be done about that.
Right. And that was one of the reasons why I actually started writing the adult book, because it felt like people were beginning to forget about what was happening. So I basically think if we just constantly advertise, constantly talk about it, just continue to bring awareness to it so we can't forget, because we cannot forget what happened. We can't forget how to fix it.
Have you had a chance to see kids read it or read it to them? What's been the response?
They loved it. It was amazing. So they absolutely loved it. I've got nothing but positive feedback.
Who did the artwork?
The artwork was a combination of two different artists. One wants to remain anonymous. He did the main characters. And the other one was an alumni of U of M Flint, and her name is Sarah Clark.
And these characters in this book, these are characters you've worked with before in past children's books.
Yes.
Tell me about them.
So it's called the Reach Higher Ed Gang. And so I recently just gave them names. So Teach is a teacher. Kim is a biochemist. Ed stands for education. Scholar is a pediatrician. And Astro is an astrologist and astronomer.
And they guide us through these healthier living points, recognizing that Flint kids really had to change the lifestyle. Gail Glover wrote the children's book, Learning, Recycling, and Becoming Little Heroes, for and about Flint kids dealing with the Flint water crisis. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.